今天要聊的呢是雷军和马斯克的一张合影。
What we're going to talk about today is a photo of Lei Jun and Musk.
啊。
Oh.
这个合影呢在网上引起了很多讨论。
This photo has sparked a lot of discussion online.
然后也让大家重新去思考两位企业家以及他们背后的公司。
Then, let's also encourage everyone to rethink about the two entrepreneurs and the companies behind them.
小米和特斯拉在营销方式。
Xiaomi and Tesla in marketing methods.
技术创新。
Technological innovation.
包括企业定位上面的一些差异。
Including some differences in the positioning of the company.
没错。
Right?
这个话题最近真的很火。
This topic has been really hot recently.
那我们就直接进入今天的讨论吧。
Then let's get straight to today's discussion.
我们先来看一下雷军和马斯克在2026年5月的特朗普访华。
Let's first look at the visit of Trump to China in May 2026 with Lei Jun and Musk.
欢迎晚宴上的合影。
Photo of the welcome dinner.
这个合影在网络上都掀起了哪些类型的舆论
？What types of public opinion have this photo sparked online？
当时就是晚宴结束之后
，It was after the dinner ended。
后，雷军主动上去拍了拍马斯克的肩膀。
Lei Jun actively went up and patted Musk's shoulder。
然后掏出手机要合影。
Then take out your phone to take a group photo。
马斯克呢也很配合。
Musk also cooperated well.
还眨了眨眼。
Blink, blink.
做了个鬼脸。
Made a ghost face.
这个画面一下子就在网上疯传。
When a picture suddenly went viral on the internet.
大家的态度也是非常的不一样。
Everyone has a different attitude.
大致分成了四大阵营。
They can be roughly divided into four main camps.
吧。
Well,
有理性中立。
There are many people in the world.
的，有批判营销炒作的。
There are also those who engage in critical and manipulative propaganda.
有那种完全就是仰视崇拜的。
There are those who are completely subservient and worshipful.
还有就是行业内的人在旁边冷眼旁观的。
And also, the people in the industry are watching coldly.
是的
，Yes，
这四类声音确实都挺鲜明的。那这其中哪一种声音是最引人注目的呢
？These four types of sounds are indeed quite distinct, and each one is particularly noticeable.
最受争议的就是这个所谓的过度影响。
The most controversial thing is this so-called over-marketing. Well,
大家对于雷军是不是在利用这个合影来转移？
Do you think that Lei Jun is using this photo to divert attention?
以大家对于小米汽车最近一些负面新闻的关注，讨论的特别多。
Everyone has been paying a lot of attention to and discussing the recent negative news about Xiaomi's car.
所以这个也成为了整个事件的一个风暴。
So this also became a focal point of the entire event.
那我们接下来就聚焦在这个批判质疑的这一。
So, let's focus on this group that emphasizes critical thinking and questioning.
Hi.
Well,
大家主要是从哪些角度来批评雷军的这个行为的呢？
What are the main angles from which people are criticizing Lei Jun's behavior?
其实网络上最多的声音就是说雷军的这个举动太像粉丝追星了。
In fact, the most common voice on the internet is that Lei Jun's action is too similar to fans chasing stars.
点都没有。
But,
顶级企业家之间那种不卑不亢的气场。
The confident and assertive demeanor of top entrepreneurs.
没错。
Okay.
因为当时其他的大佬像库克。
Because at that time, other big bosses like Cook.
他们都是稳稳的。
They are all steady.
坐在那儿，就只有雷军是特别主动的去拍肩。
He was the only one who was actively patting Lei Jun on the shoulder.
然后要求合影。
Then ask for a photo.
而且整个过程特别的僵硬。
and the whole process was particularly stiff.
就像是提前演练好的一样。
Just like a well-rehearsed performance.
对。
Okay.
而马斯克呢，其实看起来就是全程都很被动。
As for Musk, he actually seemed to be passive throughout the whole process.
表情也很敷衍。
The expression was also perfunctory.
就只是出于礼貌在配合。
Just to be polite, I'm cooperating. Well,
确实这个画面感很强。
Indeed, the visual effect is very strong. Well,
很多网友确实抓拍到了这些细节。
Many netizens have indeed captured these details.
更关键的是
More importantly,
最近小米汽车不是也陷入了这个维权的风波吗？
Recently, hasn't Xiaomi Auto also been embroiled in this dispute?
比如说这个碳纤维机舱盖的宣传不符啊。
For example, the advertisement for this carbon fiber engine cover is misleading.
然后性能缩水啊。
Then the performance will be degraded.
包括一些事故的争议啊。
Including some controversies over accidents.
口碑本来就不太好。
Well, the reputation was already bad.
那这个时候，他跟马斯克的这个合影就被很多人认为是在借这个国际顶流的热度来冲淡自己的负面消息。
At this time, the photo with Musk was seen by many people as a way to use Musk's international popularity to offset his own negative news.
就是流量营销和话题制造的嫌疑特别重。
It is suspected of being heavily involved in traffic marketing and topic creation. Well,
那这个批评的声音里面有没有提
The criticism didn't mention it.
提到就是说，雷军的个人形象。
Let's talk about his personal image.
和小米的这个企业战略之间的关系。
有啊。
The relationship between Xiaomi's different business strategies is a question.
就是很多人都在说雷军。
Many people are talking about Lei Jun.
他是把自己的个人 IP 经营的比企业还强。
He's better at managing his personal brand than a company.
他老是在直播里面卖惨讲故事。
He always talks about his stories in live broadcasts, complaining a lot.
然后他的那些营销操作经常上热搜。
And his marketing tactics often went viral.
小米汽车也是，从上市到现在。
Xiaomi Auto is also from its launch to now.
大家记住的都是各种营销的噱头。
Everyone remembers all the marketing gimmicks.
对。
Okay.
而不是说有什么真正的技术上面的突破。
Instead of talking about real technological breakthroughs.
就是大家会觉得这个企业是靠流量、靠人设来吸引用户的。
It's like everyone thinks this company relies on traffic and personality to attract users.
所以它是一个营销驱动型的公司。
Therefore, it is a marketing-driven company.
看来这个企业风格还是引发了不少争议啊。
It seems that this corporate style has caused quite a stir.
还有人说，就是雷军他这几年老是把马斯克挂在嘴边。
Some people say that Lei Jun keeps mentioning Musk these years.
然后无论是人设还是产品思路。
Then, whether it's the character setting or the product idea,
都在有意无意的模仿。
All are unconsciously imitating. Well,
甚至连发布会上的一些细节都在照搬。
Even some details in the press conference were copied verbatim.
就是
Yes.
他想要不断地去绑定这个科技圈的顶流。
He wanted to constantly bind to the top stars in the tech industry.
来抬高自己的品牌的价值。
To enhance the value of one's own brand.
那这种频繁地去蹭热度。
This kind of frequent pursuit of popularity.
就会让一些网友觉得很刻意。
This will make some netizens feel very deliberate.
是的。
Yes.
那我们再来讲讲这个中立客观派的看法。
Then let's talk about the neutral and objective perspective.
他们是怎么去理性的看待雷军和马斯克的这个互动的呢？
How do they rationally view the interaction between Lei Jun and Musk?
中立的人一般都是强调说
Neutral people generally emphasize that
这个晚宴本身就是一个社交场合
This dinner is itself a social occasion.
对，大佬们互相合影
Take a photo with the big shots.
其实再正常不过了
Actually, it's perfectly normal.
就是一个商务惯例而已。
It's just a business convention.
雷军主动一点。
Lei Jun proactive.
马斯克配合一下。
Come on, Musk.
也完全就是出于礼貌。
It's also completely out of politeness.
谈不上谁比谁卑微。
There's no one to compare.
没错。
Right?
换个角度来看的话。
From another perspective.
两位企业家在各自领域的位置是不是也很难去简单的评判高下呢
It's also difficult to simply judge who is better between two entrepreneurs in their respective fields.
确实是这样。
That's right.
就是一边是把性价比做到极致的。
This is about maximizing value for money.
大众市场的代表，一边是不断的去挑战技术极限的创新先锋。
The representative of the mass market is constantly challenging the technological limit and the innovation pioneer. Well,
他们只是走了完全不同的路。
They just took completely different paths.
没有说谁一定比谁厉害。
There is no mention of who is better than who.
然后而且这两方面的优势和短板其实都挺明显的。
Then, and these two aspects also have obvious strengths and weaknesses.
就比如说小米，它确实营销做得很厉害。
For example, Xiaomi is indeed very good at marketing.
但是它的落地能力也很强。
However, he also has good landing ability.
特斯拉呢，虽然说技术确实很硬核。
Tesla, despite its strong technology.
但是它也经常会被批产品的品质不稳定。
However, he was also often criticized for the instability of the product quality.
本土化做得也不够好。
The localization is not done well enough.
是的。
Yes.
那粉丝正面维护派。
That fan is a supporter of the centrist faction.
他们是怎么去看待雷军主动跟马斯克合影这件事情的呢？
How do they view the fact that Lei Jun proactively took a photo with Musk?
雷军的粉丝其实很看重他的那种好学和务实。
Lei Jun's fans really value his diligence and practicality. Okay.
雷军早在13年的时候就去拜访过特斯拉。
Lei Jun visited Tesla as early as 2013.
对。
Okay.
然后这十年间他一直都在关注这个行业的前沿。
Then, over the past 10 years, he has been keeping up with the latest developments in this industry.
那这次主动的去合影。
That time, he proactively went to take a photo.
在他们看来就是一个晚辈对前辈的尊重。
From their perspective, it is a younger person showing respect to an elder.
以及想要去吸收新的东西的一个表现。
And a manifestation of wanting to learn new things.
完全不是什么低声下气。
This is definitely not a sign of humility.
这个解释倒还挺有说服力的。
One explanation is quite convincing.
然后粉丝们也会强调。
Then fans will also emphasize that.
就是雷军是一个白手起家的人。
That Lei Jun is a self-made person.
他两次创业都扎根在实业。
He has twice started businesses, both of which are in the real economy.
嗯。
Well,
现在更是亲自带队压上500亿去造小米汽车。
Now, he personally led the team to invest $5 billion to build Xiaomi cars.
这种抗压能力和决心在行业里面是很少见的。
This kind of resilience and determination is rare in the industry.
而且他跟那些投资人不一样。
And he was different from those investors.
他始终是很接地气的。
那在粉丝们眼里
He is always very approachable, which makes him popular among his fans.
雷军这种很鲜明的营销风格
Lei Jun's very distinctive marketing style.
算是他的一个优点吗？
This is one of his advantages.
在米粉看来，
In my opinion,
营销根本就不是什么坏事。
Marketing is not inherently bad.
在现在这个商业环境，
In the current business environment,
下面，流量本身就是竞争力。
Your traffic is your competitive advantage.
雷军他
Lane John
很会跟用户打成一片，他的这个人设就
He's really good at creating engaging and believable character interactions.
是很亲民，这
It's very friendly.
反而让小米有了一群忠实的追随者。
This actually allowed Xiaomi to have a group of loyal followers.
这是他的一个巨大的优势。
This is one of his greatest strengths.
好吧。
Okay.
那行业冷眼派是怎么看小米和特斯拉的合影的？
How do the industry's cold-blooded people view the photo of Xiaomi and Tesla?
他们觉得这背后反映了两个公司怎样的行业地位呢？
What do they think this reflects about the industry positions of the two companies?
业内的人大部分都是觉得小米是一个彻头彻尾的跟随者。
Most industry experts believe that Xiaomi is a complete follower.
就是他把特斯拉的那一套商业模式。
That's exactly what Tesla's business model is.
包括软硬件一体、极简的内饰、直营的方式和智能驾驶的路线，全部都学了一遍。
This includes learning about both the minimalist interior design and the smart driving route, which are all integrated into a single hardware and software system.
对。
Okay.
而特斯拉始终都是那个制定规则的开创者。
And Tesla has always been the rule-making creator.
所以这个合影其实就是一个行业的引领者和一个追赶者的正面碰撞。
So, this photo actually shows a leader and a follower in the industry facing each other.
这么说的话，
That said,
中美这两大新能源的阵营，
The two major power sources, China and the United States,
在这个业内人士的眼里面，差距到底有多大？
What's the difference from the perspective of an industry expert?
在他们看来，
From their perspective,
这张合影就是两种模式的直接碰面。
This photo shows two different modes of interaction.
一个是靠技术创新。
One is through technological innovation.
一路领跑。
Collision.
一个是靠营销和本土化快速的跟进。
One is to quickly follow up with marketing and localization. Well,
就是这个差距。
This is the difference.
其实大家都看在眼里。
Actually, everyone can see it.
但是谁能够最终胜出？
But who will ultimately prevail?
还需要时间来检验。
It still needs time to be verified.
没错。
Right?
那我们下面的这个主题呢，就叫做直白对比，雷军 vs 马斯克。
Then the topic.We're going to discuss next is a direct comparison between Lei Jun and Musk. Well,
我们先来看一下这两位在性格和做事逻辑上面最本质的差别是什么。
Let's first look at the most fundamental differences in personality and work logic between these two people.
雷军呢？
Where is Lei Jun?
他是一个比较保守的人。
He is a fairly conservative person.
在做事情上面很讲究。
He is very meticulous in doing things.
顺势而为。
Follow the trend.
他会把风险控制得很好。
He will do a good job in risk control.
然后很擅长去整合本土的资源。
Then he was very good at integrating local resources.
对，包括他也很懂。
He also understands it well.
怎么去抓住大众的心理？
How to appeal to the masses.
把产品做到一个亲民的价位。
Make the product at an affordable price.
但是他的这个短板就是太依赖营销和个人 IP 了。
However, his weakness is that he relies too much on marketing and personal IP. Well,
经常靠热搜和直播去吸引关注。
often rely on hot searches and live broadcasts to attract attention.
他很少会去碰那些高风险的技术研发。
He rarely touches high-risk technology development.
他更喜欢去等别人验证过了风口之后再跟进。
He prefers to wait for the wind to subside before following up.
包括他在遇到一些公关危机的时候。
Including when he encountered some public relations crises.
他偶尔也会用一些比较情绪化的方式来面对。
He sometimes uses more emotional ways to deal with things.
听起来两个人在很多方面都是完全相反的风格。
It seems that the two people have completely different styles in many aspects.
马斯克就是一个技术狂人。
Musk is a tech maniac.
他的做事方式就是第一性原理。
His way of doing things is based on first principles.
他只做那些底层的颠覆性创新。
He only does bottom-up disruptive innovation.
他甚至可以把自己所有的身家都压上去。
He could even sacrifice all his possessions.
去赌一个未知的赛道。
Go for an unknown track.
对。
Okay.
比如说 SpaceX 和特斯拉。
For example, SpaceX and Tesla.
他都是经历了多次的破产危机。
He has experienced multiple bankruptcy crises.
他都没有放弃。他的这个目标也从来都不是说要赚快钱。
He never gave up on his goal and never said that he wanted to make money quickly.
他要的是最彻底的技术变革。
What he wants is the most thorough technological transformation. Well,
不过他的这个缺点也很明显。
However, this also has a very obvious drawback.
他的管理风格非常的独断专行。
His management style is very autocratic.
而且他对员工的感受和产品的一些细节是不太在意的。
In addition, he is not very concerned about the feelings of employees and some details of the product.
他也从来不会向市场妥协。
Never compromise with the market.
哎
，Oh，
那说到他们的创业动机和造车初衷。
Speaking of their motivations and initial intentions for starting a car company.
这两个人又有哪些根本性的不同呢
？What are the fundamental differences between these two people？
雷军之所以决定要造车
，The reason why Lei Jun decided to build a car is
车其实是因为手机市场已经饱和了。他
，The reason is that the mobile phone market has already become saturated。
要为小米寻找新的增长空间，所以
，Find new growth space for Xiaomi。
他的这个出发点就是很商业的、
嗯、
就是要赚钱。
So, its starting point is commercial, that is, to make money.
要扩大规模。
To expand.
要保住市值。
To maintain market capitalization.
他就是要做一款走量的车。
It's about making a car that sells well.
让更多的普通消费者能够买得起。
Make it possible for more ordinary consumers to afford it.
他全程都是很理性的。
He was very rational throughout the process.
在计算投入产出。
In calculating input output.
他没有什么特别宏大的理想主义的东西。
He doesn't have any particularly grand or idealistic things.
就是，听起来他的这个决策就是完全是一个生意人的决策。
It certainly sounds like his decision was purely a business decision.
是的。
Yes.
而马斯克他做电动车的目的就远远超越了赚钱。
And Musk's purpose in making electric cars goes far beyond just making money.
这件事情，他是要终结化石能源的主导地位。
He is trying to end the dominance of fossil fuels.
推动全球的可持续能源的转型。
Promote the transition to sustainable energy globally.
对。
Okay.
而且他的这个布局不仅仅是在汽车。
Moreover, his design is not only for cars.
他还涉及到航天。
It also involves aerospace.
涉及到人工智能。
Involving artificial intelligence.
涉及到脑机接口。
Involving brain-computer interfaces.
他的目标是要让人类能够成为一个多星球生存的物种。
His goal is to make humans a multiplanetary species. Well,
包括特斯拉
including Tesla,
他也是宁可放弃掉
He also prefers to give up
短期的利润
short-term profits,
也要把钱全部都投入到技术的研发上面
Also, all the money should be invested in technological research and development.
就是他是一个真正意义上的
It is truly a
想要改变世界的人
People who want to change the world
没错
Right
那他们两个人在营销方式上面最大的不同点是什么
So what are the biggest differences between the two in their marketing approaches
雷军 他本身就是一个超级网红企业家
He is himself a super popular entrepreneur
他经常会亲自上阵直播。
He often personally appears in live broadcasts.
然后上热搜讲各种故事。
Then they went viral telling various stories.
把自己的个人形象和企业牢牢地捆绑在一起。
Bind your personal image and business together.
包括他在发布新车的时候，他
including when he launched his new car.
也会花很多时间讲这个加速时间，讲马力，讲
He will also spend a lot of time talking about acceleration horsepower.
讲设计
Talk about design.
让你去忽略掉一些底层的技术
Let you ignore some of the underlying technology.
对
Okay.
甚至他在遇到一些质量的争议的时候
Even when he encountered some quality issues.
他还会通过卖惨呀
He also resorts to playing the victim.
通过情绪共鸣来转移大家的注意力，就是他的这个营销投入是远远超过他对技术创新的宣传的。
Its marketing investment is far greater than its promotion of technological innovation, and it is achieved by shifting everyone's attention through emotional resonance.
Wow.
Well.
那马斯克那边就是完全是另一个风格了吧？
That's a completely different style from Musk's.
完全不一样。
Completely different.
马斯克他几乎从来不主动去营销自己。
Musk rarely actively promotes himself.
他也很少做直播。
He also rarely does live broadcasts.
也不会说专门去营造一个亲民的形象。
Also, they won't try to create a friendly image on purpose.
他全部的这个话题度都是来自于他那些技术突破。
All of his success comes from his technological breakthroughs.
或者说他那些出格的言论。
Or to put it another way, his outrageous remarks.
对。
Okay.
然后特斯拉他也不靠讲故事。
And Tesla doesn't rely on storytelling.
卖情怀来卖车。
Selling love, selling cars.
它完全是靠技术壁垒。
It is entirely based on technological barriers.
靠算法。
By algorithm.
靠全球的产业链来赢得市场的。
Win the market by relying on global supply chains. Well.
它创始人的个人流量。
Is personal traffic.
其实在它的这个销售里面占的比重是非常非常低的。
In fact, his sales accounted for a very small percentage in this.
确实，那我们接下来要讲的就是小米和特斯拉这两家公司的一个直白对比。
Indeed, what we are going to talk about next is a direct comparison between Xiaomi and Tesla. Well,
首先第一个问题就是，这两家公司在企业定位上面究竟有哪些根本性的不同？
The first question is, what are the fundamental differences between these two companies in terms of their corporate positioning?
小米其实它是一个消费电子领域的新玩家。
Xiaomi is actually a new player in the consumer electronics field.
进入到了汽车行业。
Entered the automotive industry.
所以它整体的这个模式都是在借鉴特斯拉。
So, his overall pattern is to learn from Tesla.
比如说它的极简的内饰，直凝的模式。
For example, its minimalist interior design and direct sales model.
是一体化压铸和智能驾驶的方案。
Integrated betting and intelligent driving solutions.
他几乎每一步都是在对标这个行业的领头羊。
He almost took every step in comparison to the industry leader. Well,
然后它的主要的市场呢是在20到30万这个终端的区间。
And its main market is in the 20 to 30,000 range.
他想要靠性价比。
He wants to rely on value for money.
靠本土化。
Localization.
靠流量来打开局面。
Open the situation by relying on traffic.
但是他到现在为止。
However, it has not yet been.
其实还没有形成自己的真正意义上的颠覆性的核心技术。
In fact, there has not yet been a truly revolutionary core technology that belongs to its own.
那特斯拉的这个定位是不是就是一开始就走了一个完全不同的路线？
Is Tesla's positioning originally a completely different route?
特斯拉它是全球第一家真正意义上的纯电的车企。
Tesla is the first truly pure electric car manufacturer in the world.
它是彻底的重新定义了智能汽车。
It has completely redefined smart cars.
它从电池电机。
It comes from battery motor.
电控到 FSD 芯片。
From electric control to FSD chip.
全部都是自己研发的。
All are self-developed. Well.
然后它是从高端市场切入，慢慢的往下覆盖。
Then it entered the high-end market and gradually covered down.
所以它的品牌本身就自带科技和高端的属性。
Therefore, its brand itself has inherent attributes of technology and high-end.
它也成为了整个行业的一个技术标准和模仿的对象。
It also became a technical standard and a model for the entire industry.
了解了，那在研发和营销的投入上面。
Understanding the investment in R&D and marketing.
小米和特斯拉的策略又有哪些最直观的不同呢？
What are the most obvious differences in the strategies of Xiaomi and Tesla?
小米其实它在供应链的整合、产品的外观和用户界面这一块是非常擅长的。
Xiaomi is actually very good at integrating products in the supply chain as well as the appearance and user interface.
所以它的这个营销的权重会特别的高。
Therefore, its marketing will have a particularly high weight. Well,
然后它的这个研发主要也是集中在应用层面。
And its research and development is mainly focused on the application level.
它
Well,
很少会去碰一些底层的技术。
I rarely have the opportunity to touch some low-level technologies.
那结果就是它的这个新车上市之后。
The result is that after its new car was launched,
宣传物料和直播是一波接一波。
Promotional materials and live broadcasts are coming one after another.
对。
Okay.
然后技术白皮书反而没有什么存在感。
Then the technical white paper didn't seem to have any significance.
而且它还经常会因为参数夸大和配置说明引发一些争议。
Furthermore, he often causes these disputes due to exaggerating parameters and providing unclear configuration instructions.
听起来好像就是宣传确实有点用力过猛了。
It sounds like it's just a blatant advertisement, and it's a bit too aggressive. Okay.
而特斯拉呢，它是把几乎所有的重心都放在了三电系统、FSD 神经网络和超级工厂。
And Tesla has focused almost all its attention on the three electric system, FSD, neural network, and super factory.
这些底层技术的自研上面。
These technologies are developed in-house. Well.
然后它的数据积累和算法的迭代也是遥遥领先的。那它其实几乎不怎么做。
And its data accumulation and algorithm scale are far ahead. So it basically doesn't do anything.
广告也不怎么靠创始人的个人流量去带货。
Advertising is not very reliant on the personal traffic of the founders to promote.
它完全是靠技术的口碑去赢得全球的市场的。
It is entirely based on the reputation of technology to win the global market.
好吧。
Okay.
那这两家公司在盈利模式和产品逻辑上面有哪些核心的区别呢？
What are the core differences between these two companies in terms of their business models and product logic?
小米的话，它主要是靠硬件上面的威力。
Fire Realme's main advantage is its hardware.
然后靠大量的用户和粉丝生态来赚钱。
Then earn money through a large user and fan ecosystem.
对，它的这个利润很大。
It's very profitable.
一部分是来自于卖车的规模。
One part comes from the scale of sales.
还有就是配件和软件会员以及广告这些增值服务。
And there are also accessories, software subscriptions, and advertising services.
所以它的这个产品呢，也是特别强调外观，强调驾驶体验和性价比。
So, this product also emphasizes appearance, driving experience, and value for money.
它会尽量的避开一些非常难的技术难题。
It will try to avoid some very difficult technical problems.
听起来好像是两种完全不同的商业思路。
I heard that there are two completely different business models.
没错。
Right.
特斯拉它主要是靠技术的溢价和硬件的高毛利来赚钱。
Tesla mainly makes money through technological premium and high gross margin of hardware.
嗯。
Well.
然后它的 FSD 订阅是它未来很重要的一个利润增长点。
Then its FSD subscription is a very important profit growth point for its future.
所以他在做产品的时候
So when it comes to product development,
他首先考虑的是能效最大化、算法的持续升级和工业设计的突破。
It first considers the continuous improvement and breakthrough in industrial design of energy efficiency maximization algorithms.
对。
Okay.
至于说一些内饰的豪华
Regarding the luxury of the interior.
或者说一些人性化的小细节
Or some humanizing details.
他是没有那么在意的。
那现在这个阶段
He doesn't care about this stage now.
小米和特斯拉各自最明显的短板是什么？
What are the most obvious shortcomings of Xiaomi and Tesla respectively?
小米现在最突出的问题就是它的三电技术和自动驾驶的算法都是比较依赖外部的，原创的东西比较少。
Xiaomi's most prominent problem is that its battery technology and autonomous driving algorithms are relatively few original, relying heavily on external technologies.
嗯。
Well,
然后它的这个品控也不是很稳定。
Then its quality control is not very stable.
再加上它的这个营销很高调。
In addition, his marketing is very high profile.
所以他的口碑经常会有比较大的波动。
Therefore, its reputation often fluctuates significantly.
对。
Okay.
而且他在面对一些负面的声音的时候
And when he faced some negative voices,
经常要靠创始人亲自出马去做公关。
Often, founders have to personally step in to handle public relations.
它的海外市场也才刚刚起步。
Its overseas market is just starting.
所以它还是非常依赖中国本土的市场的。
Therefore, he still relies heavily on the Chinese domestic market.
特斯拉这边的话
Regarding Tesla,
在用户体验或者说服务层面有哪些让用户比较诟病的地方呢？
What are the aspects of user experience or service that users complain about the most?
特斯拉的话
Tesla's words
它的这个本土化适配一直都不是很好。
Its localization adaptation has always been not very good.
然后它的这个内饰做工和整体的品控也是参差不齐。
Then the interior workmanship and overall quality control are also inconsistent.
嗯。
Well,
他对中国的用户的需求回应也不是很积极。
He is not very responsive to the needs of Chinese users.
他的这个售后服务体系也经常被人吐槽。
His after-sales service system is often criticized.
就是他的这个人性化的体验。
His personal experience.
确实跟一些国产的车企相比。
Compared to some domestic car manufacturers.
还是有差距的。
There is still a gap.
是的。
Yes.
那我们来总结一下今天的内容啊。
Okay, let's summarize what we've covered today.
就是这个雷军和马斯克的合影事件。
This photo of Lei Jun and Musk.
到底它的本质是什么？
What is its essence?
其实说白了
In short,
这就是一次精心策划的流量公关。雷军
This is a carefully planned PR campaign by Lei Jun.
他借助了马斯克的这个超高的热度来帮他缓解小米汽车最近的一些维权的负面消息。
It leveraged Musk's immense popularity to help alleviate the negative news surrounding Xiaomi's recent legal disputes.
对。
Okay.
所以他的这个营销的色彩是非常明显的。
Therefore, the color of his marketing is very obvious.
但是他其实也就是一个社交场合的合影而已。
That he is actually just a snapshot in a social setting.
嗯。
Well,
既没有什么低声下气
There is nothing wrong with being humble.
也谈不上什么嘛
There's nothing to talk about.
马上要展开深度的合作
We are about to start in-depth cooperation.
好吧
Okay.
那我们应该怎么去看待雷军和马斯克这两位企业家
So, how should we view these two entrepreneurs, Lei Jun and Musk?
他们各自真实的底色和根本的差异呢
？What are their real colors and fundamental differences？
雷军是一个非常非常精明的本土的经营者。
Lei Jun is a very, very shrewd local entrepreneur.
他能够很快地抓住市场的机会。
He can quickly seize market opportunities.
然后把产品落地。
Then implement the product.
他也很擅长跟用户打成一片。
He is also good at getting along with users.
但是他的这个短板就是他始终不愿意去冒险做一些底层技术的创新。
However, his weakness is that he is always unwilling to take risks and innovate in basic technologies. Well,
他更愿意去走这种稳妥的营销驱动的路线。
He prefers to take a more conservative, marketing-driven approach.
所以他其实是一个很务实的机会主义者。
So, he is actually a very pragmatic opportunist.
这么说的话
That said,、
马斯克的这个风格就是彻底的不一样了。
This is Musk's unique style.
没错。
Right?
马斯克就是一个典型的技术偏执狂。
Musk is a typical tech-obsessed person.
他是一个理想主义者。
He is an idealist.
他会为了他的这个技术梦想去豪赌。
He is willing to gamble everything for his technological dream.
对。
Okay.
然后他也很喜欢去颠覆现有的规则。
Then he also liked to overturn existing rules.
但是他的这个性格里面就是那种冷酷和傲慢也是很明显的。
But his personality is also very obvious with a cold and arrogant attitude.
他经常会忽略掉用户的一些体验的细节。
He often overlooks some details of user experience.
好吧。
Okay.
那我们最后要聊的就是小米和特斯拉这两家公司到底应该怎么去给他们一个客观的定论呢
？So what we're going to talk about last is how to objectively assess Xiaomi and Tesla.
小米的话
，Xiaomi's words.
他是一个很优秀的商业跟随者。
He is a very good follower of business.
他非常非常了解本土的市场。
He has a very deep understanding of the local market.
他也很会满足大众的需求。
Also caters to the needs of the public.
嗯。
Well.
但是他确实在创新上面是偏保守的。
However, it is indeed conservative in terms of innovation.
他的这个营销味道也特别的重。
Its marketing smell is also very strong.
特斯拉的话
Tesla's words
毫无疑问是一个技术的领导者
It is undoubtedly a leader in technology.
他定义了智能电动车的未来的方向。
He defined the future direction of intelligent electric vehicles.
对。
Okay.
那我们承认小米它有它存在的价值。
Then we admit that Xiaomi has its own value.
但是它的这个过度的营销和人设包装也是一个不争的事实。
However, this excessive marketing and persona packaging is also a fact.
这个是没有办法去美化的。
This is unadorned.
是的。
Yes.
今天我们聊了这个雷军和马斯克的这个合影背后的各种故事，也对比了一下小米和特斯拉在营销和技术上面的不同的打法。
Today, we discussed the various stories behind the photo of Lei Jun and Musk, and also compared the different marketing and technological approaches of Xiaomi and Tesla.
其实每一种选择背后都有它的道理。
In fact, there is a reason behind every choice.
也都有它的局限。
They all have their limitations.
那今天的节目咱们就到这里了。
That's all for today's program.
感谢大家的收听。
Thank you for listening.
咱们下期再见。
See you next time.
拜拜。
拜拜。
Bye bye bye.